on today's show, we're joined by our guests, you. That's right, folks. You join the show as we open up the phone lines to take your calls all throughout the show, thanks to Magic Robots. Plus, Gwen Brown joins us to represent the Lone Rollers from the Bay Area, because they've figured out what we've all wanted for the longest time, how to charge and ride at the same time. And where do those battery cells go on your one-wheel app? Am I the only one who feels like I'm taking crazy pills over here? It's all right here, folks. Charge it up and strap it on. It's Looch Dog in the morning, and this is the voice. One Wheel! Welcome back, folks. It's your boy Looch Dog hanging out with you on another Voice of One Wheel. And oh boy, do we have some cool new upgrades to TTR Studios. I'm joined, of course, by my producer across the stage, Belly Matt LaBelle. Welcome to the show today, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here, as always.
I appreciate you this morning. I know you're working hard, and behind the scenes, we've got some stories for you guys. But of course, I've got Gwen Brown, who joins us from the Bay Area, of course, representing the Lone Rollers. What's up, dude?
Not a lot, man. How's it going?
Oh, man, we're so glad and pumped to talk to you because I didn't even know you guys existed until like 2 days ago. And then I hear about what you're doing with this charge and ride system, and it is really neat. So you guys are all listening and watching. You're in for a treat today on TTR Studios, the channel for YouTube. And, of course, listening to the podcast, The Voice of One Wheel, all over iTunes. So thank you guys for joining us on another Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. And check it out, the chat is on screen, so get that social media lounge going. Just head over to the TTR Studios channel on YouTube, check out our live stream, and you'll see all of the chats are right underneath Gwen's face. He looks amazing today. Gwen, thank you for joining us. I know it's, where are you, man? I mean, you're obviously in the Bay Area. Is it right in San Francisco?
I'm right in the middle of smelly San Francisco.
Oh, goodness. So it's early for you. Thank you, man. Are you up and ready to rock?
I think I am after that intro, yeah.
Well, dude, we've got to get to this whole charge and ride system because basically, tell us about the Lone Rollers first. What is that whole group? You guys sound like a kick-ass group that I didn't even know about.
Yeah, they are a kick-ass group. Lone Rollers is a collection of about 100, actually more than 100 people now in the Bay Area. There's probably about 40, 50 really core riders and contributors. So, yeah, super happy to be with these guys, full of people. It's ironic. I'm the last person they should have sent on the show. The rest of them are quite bright, and a lot of them have done some really cool stuff. So I'm here to represent that.
All right. So now you're the voice of the Lone Rollers. I'm the voice of One Wheel over here. We're the voice of One Wheel, excuse me. So we've got to make sure that we represent everybody well. Tell us how you guys cracked this code. How am I going to charge and ride if I didn't have enough money to upgrade to an XR? You guys figured out an alternative. What's up, man? Tell us about it.
Sure. So first things I want to say is I wouldn't call this an alternative to XR. We can get into that in a second. But this is really a way to augment and to improve the experience on the board, whether it's a V1, a Plus, or an XR. But I'll start from the basics. One of the brighter guys in the group discovered, after chinking around with his board, that there was an unusual setup of the XLR. So the XLR, just to get some terms down, is the connector that's used to connect your charger to your one wheel. So it's the Ultra Chargers when you guys buy stock. And that has an XLR at the end of it, a three-prong thing. Right. And it was an unusual way that they set that up, where the two-pin and the three-pin, that is the pin on the left if you're looking down it, and then at the bottom, were bridged together. In other words, there was a wire that was soldered to both of those. And generally speaking, when you have three different sort of poles like that, you don't have one wire that's bridging two of them. So, you know, I don't know exactly how he came to that conclusion, but he decided to snip that and see what happened. And lo and behold, he was able to turn his one wheel on while he was on his charger. And then that got the wheel spinning. Okay, well, what else can we do? Because we knew we already had the carve power kit, right? So people were already charging remotely with batteries, but they weren't able to ride it. And so we started doing things like, well, why don't we snip that and see what happens?
So
and
again, because hopefully everybody has woken up, had their coffee, is not hungover like Belly. Belly, are you okay?
I'm not hungover. I only had like six beers and a couple shots last night.
But maybe 2 hours of sleep, and this kid is still ready to bring his A game. So if you all are also feeling like Belly, and you're like, wait a minute, this is a lot of information I wasn't ready for. Yes, today is going to be very scientific. We are going to drop knowledge on you. Not the whole time. We're still going to mix in some fun and some goofy. But I want you to repeat exactly what you just said, because I think that information is really helpful. Tell us about those two pins again. When we're looking down at the three pins.
I'll get one real fast so you can look at it.
Please, because I mean, I know these XLR plugs just because they're the same cables that we're using to plug these microphones into this mixing board here. They're XLR
cables.
That's
correct. Yep.
You know, so I saw that, and when I first got the one wheel on, I was like, wait, it's XLR. What is this? Am I rocking out? Does it do karaoke?
Right. So I don't know if you guys can see this.
That looks good. I can see it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's an XLR female. Okay. Yep. The one that's in your board, good. I'm not going to hold my board up here, but the one in your board is the XLR male. And you'll see, I was holding it upside down, you'll see there are three holes in this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, most of these XLR connectors have actual numbers on them printed right on the thing, so you can just look at it, and they'll usually be on the back too, where you need to solder.
Oh wow!
But one, if you're looking straight at it, like if I was the one wheel and I was about to insert it into my face, the number one is the top right, number two is the top left, and the three is the bottom.
Okay? Oh wow, three is bottom. Okay. Okay.
Yep, three is bottom. Now the one is your negative, right? So we don't touch that. Number two and number three, with a stock one wheel charger, are bridged together. That means that the same wire that's coming into number two is also connected to number three.
Huh.
And what that's doing is that's telling the board, your one wheel, that if there's ever current going through one and two, because one and two are what actually are, you know, supplying the power. If there's ever current going through number two, it's also going through number three. And then there's a special sensor in the board that recognizes if there's current going through number three. And if there is current in number three, it says, don't move, because this is charge time, right? So all we've done is snipped that bridge, that wire between the two and number three, and then number three becomes essentially pointless. You can, in fact, pull the whole thing out of it, and so there's nothing to even connect to in number three. But you'll still have number one and number two going, so that gives you your power, but you don't have number three going, so the board doesn't know it can't move yet, right? So that was the insight that allowed us to start putting power into the board while we're still moving.
Wow, that's intense.
Who figured that out?
Right.
I mean, we have to give props where credit is due.
It's a lone roller's collective. It really is. I think, you know, one person had the balls to open up their board and then mentioned, okay, this is weird. And then we all started thinking about it. And, you know, it's sort of lore at this point. I wasn't even in the group when they discovered this originally. But it was really a collective effort. So just one of us alone would not have been able to do what we're doing now.
Wow. Yeah, from the social media alone, Adam Hilliker says, I love how ballsy that guy was. Let's just cut it.
Yeah, I know.
What could possibly go wrong?
These people, there's a mad scientist group that I just found out about. Like, people are making innovations that are really unlocking the board. Now, first of all, I feel like I have a responsibility to say, if you do these things, clearly it's going to void your warranty. I know you guys have come up with maybe a system that might not. But either way, you're altering the board. So if something happens, don't go yelling at Future Motion.
It's all right. The warranty doesn't last that long anyway.
Let me go through some disclaimers really quickly.
Well, because I don't want, you know, Future Motion right now, after what they just heard you say, is probably going, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like this a-hole. And I mean, I'm not trying to ruin any. Like, we love the company. We love what they do. Sorry for partying, man. We figured something out. I mean, like, that's where, sorry. We're smart.
Yeah, so let me go through some of those disclaimers real quick. So first of all, this is all experimental. Some of the stuff we've done definitely does void your warranty. One of my boards we can get into in a second has it's sort of a vanity project, but I have a new connector. I've replaced the XLR completely, and that clearly has voided my warranty. I'll tell you why we did that, or why we decided to even attempt it, is because while using these XLRs, you have to leave them plugged into your board if you're charging, right? And as small of a profile as you can make, it's likely you're still going to have, you know, a quarter inch of metal sticking out of your board. And if you do fall, there's a small chance that, well, there's a medium chance that you can break your XLR port. That's fine. Those are $150 a piece or whatever. But there's a small chance you can bust into your controller case. And that's what happened to my board. And that's why we took a radical approach of knowing it was no longer in warranty of replacing it with something else. But yes, this is experimental. I would encourage anybody who's looking to do this to first read about batteries, because it's the most dangerous thing you're doing.
Yep.
You've got essentially, you know, a 10-pound lithium bomb on your back. So you can't do this without some foresight about, okay, well, how am I going to protect my batteries in case I fall, things like that. The other thing that we have to recognize is we're running, you know, 5 amps at sometimes 63 volts in the beginning, at least, right down our underwear. So,
okay.
So just be careful. You're going to have some current running around your legs.
I want to talk about that. What is driving me nuts right now is the audio is about 3 seconds behind your video. We're going to call you back. We're going to call you back right now. Okay. So we're just going to hang up on Skype. Ellie's going to do some work. Go ahead and move me over if you can. And then we're going to call him back. And while we're doing that, I just want to tell you guys that today, Gwyn's going to join us for as long as we can. He'll probably be a segment at least or two. But I want to open up also today for all of you guys to call in. I really want to, because what I've done is I have fixed the calling system. So you guys can all talk to Gwyn right now. You can call in. He can hear you. We fixed that whole mess. So definitely call in as much as you want, 571-354-7338. Call in right now. I want to test Belly on his ability to run this phone system. We've got it all new and worked out today. Gwyn is back on air. Look at Belly rocking his dot pro that he is. But I want you, as the social media lounge, I need you to come strong. I'm calling for you. We need to test Belly and make sure to put him to the test and make sure we know how to run the system now. So please,
You're calling for calls?
I'm calling for calls. Right now, somebody give us a call. In fact, let's test it. 571-354-7338. Ask Gwyn anything you want about batteries, about how to charge and ride. Let's see if we can get that to happen. 571-354-7338 is the number, and you should be able to talk to him back and forth. Now, with that being said, remember, I'm not giving anything away for free unless I get my participation. This is how it runs, Social Media Lounge. So let's get back to Gwyn. Thank you, buddy, for that little quick reboot.
Then why don't I just wrap up the basics real fast?
Absolutely.
We've talked about the XLR. Okay, a critical part of it is you need a quick disconnect, because the XLR is not going to come out of your board in a fall. So what we're really talking about is, we can have this setup running perfectly just sitting in our living room, but that's not how you use it, right? You're going 20 miles an hour on a street.
Sure.
You know. So you have to have redundant systems in case you do fall. One thing that is critical is you have to have a quick disconnect. Okay. So a lot of people are using different things here. What I'm using here is, it's called a barrel jack. It looks a lot like a headphone jack. It's
sure.
Not a headphone jack.
Oh.
Don't use a headphone jack, because headphones have the positive and negative poles cross each other as they're going in and out, and you don't want to do that. But just look into different ways to do a quick disconnect. Another way to do it is with a CES connector. I've seen a variety of different people using different things, but that's critical, because if you don't have that, if you do fall, something's going to get yanked out of something, and it's not going to be good.
And if any of the stuff that he's saying is going over your head, remember, this is a live stream that's posted on YouTube like 30 seconds after the end of the show. So you can go back, listen to what he's saying, Google any of the things. You don't know what a CES connector is? Great. Go Google it. You'll now know in 30 seconds. So don't worry if you don't. Just try to take away from this what the main comments are. What are you laughing at from the social media lounge?
They're having a great time, first of all, in the social media lounge.
Well, I'm mad at them. Where's my phone call?
They haven't called yet, but that's all right. But some say, Joshua says, can't call. I'm watching on my phone. Don't want to miss a minute.
Oh, it's true.
And we also have Sig Scorpion saying, Gwyn is so damn dreamy.
Well, Sig Scorpion, how about that?
Dude. Wish he had his mustache, though.
It's well played. Thank you, Social Media Lounge, for your worthless comments right now. You need to step it up. You're killing me, Social Media Lounge.
They were asking about, is there any way we could probably put on or have a case in the backpack to kind of protect from falls?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, one of our riders last night came out supporting a full shell backpack. I think it's originally like a mountaineering backpack or something like that. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff people have been working with, different types of backpacks and cases and things like that. I'll show you what I use really quickly. So actually, before I lose my train of thought, why don't I finish up the basics? So we're right here at
keep
the
it on basics, and then we'll get back to the social media launch. It's firing away. Belly's cracking up left and right. So go back to the basics.
So then your quick disconnect needs to be plugged into your main span of cable, because then you still need to get the cable up to wherever your batteries are in the MPPT. And so that's just, for me, it's I'll show it to you. It's just a wire. Okay.
Can I ask what an MPPT is? Yep. Am I the only one who doesn't know?
No, that's of course a reasonable question. I'll tell you that in 2 seconds. We're almost there.
Beautiful.
Okay, so this is the cable I'm using. It's just I think it's 14 gauge wire, and it's got the other. This is the female end of the barrel jack. So that goes into the male end of the barrel jack, which goes into the XLR, and then this goes all the way up. It's about 3.5 feet, and this ends in an XT60 connector. This is a female XT60.
It's a battery connector.
This is what you will have seen if you have any batteries at all. Sorry?
I just told him, he's giving me this face. I'm like, it's a connector that goes into a battery.
Yeah, thanks, Belly. Correct. Nicely done. from the control room.
And then that's connected into the MPPT, which is, God, I'm not going to remember this. It's the multi-power point transducer or something like that.
What's it do? I've seen those letters before.
Here's what it looks like. It's the same thing that you get if you buy the Carve Power Kit.
Sure, sure.
That's an MPPT.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can also call that an upvolter, because really its purpose for us is to take so the volts inside a battery of a one wheel of the Plus, at least, are 58.4, which is a very high voltage battery. We don't have 58.4 batteries lying around our house. But what we do have is some 36 volt batteries. That's the lithium ions. They often call them hoverboard batteries, or LiPo, which is often used in RC hobby. So you can take those, which are lower voltage, plug them into your MPPT. The MPPT, that green little box, has the ability to, in fact, it needs to upvolt. So it will take a 36 volt battery, upvolts it to 58.4 volts, and then from then it can be connected directly into the one wheel, and it will charge just like the Ulta charger. So those are the basics. Any questions before we move on from there?
I think we're looking good.
Okay. And then the question you asked earlier about how you protect your batteries. So batteries, first of all, especially the LiPos, but also the lithium ions, there's a small risk of fire, right? So you're not going to really get an explosion, but you can get a very aggressive fire.
Well, I know the
now,
car.
I haven't seen it.
The car power comes with that ammo kit that you can use so that it doesn't end up like lighting your house on fire, right?
Right, right. So when you're charging them, that's probably the riskiest time, is when you're actually recharging your external batteries. And so it's not a bad idea to put them in something like that. I don't think any of us really leave our batteries charging while we're not attending them. So I'll charge them up, but I'll be sitting in my living room so I can see or hear if anything starts happening. Knock on wood, nothing has happened. And I don't think any of us have had any problems. But I do have a buddy in New York who was using a similar battery, and he doesn't know when it happened. But he looked at it one day and realized that one of his cells had blown out.
Oh.
So it may have came like that to him, because he didn't remember seeing anything or hearing any fire or anything like that. But it's a real risk. So you have to take this stuff seriously. This is not just fun and games. But frankly, I think if you do it smartly and you're paying attention and you know at least the basics of what you're doing, it introduces a whole new world to one wheeling.
So
30 miles.
30. I mean, how do you even ride 30 miles? I got my XR, Gwen. I can't make it 17. I mean, I was done at about... I'm conditioned for 6 now. So I've noticed that about 7 or 8, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What is this fatigue? I haven't felt that since I was a noob. What is that?
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah, your feet, for the first couple of weeks that you're doing it, you're not going to be able to ride out your battery.
Can you ride 30 miles? Are you telling me you can ride 30 miles?
Sure. Yep.
Challenge extended. Who can ride 30 miles with Gwen?
Right. You got to stand the whole time, get ready to roll.
You just got to change a lot of goofy and regular. You got to switch back and forth, I would imagine. what, before we move further, well, you seem to be cracking up. What's going on in the social media lounge?
Social media lounge is just cruising off. It's funny, some are saying like, oh man, I would call in, but I have all this technical stuff is so over my head, I don't have a good question.
Okay, I want to test the phone call system. Call in right now. God bless America. I will buy your stupid lunch for $10. So we'll give you something. Anybody can win.
Coffee for those who haven't had it yet.
Coffee for those who haven't had it.
One of the lone rollers. Why don't you call in and tell me the mistakes I've made already?
Yes, that would be helpful. Literally, I don't care. I just need to test the phone call system to see if he can hear you and if you can hear him. So who wants to be the guinea pig? 571-354-7338. Help a brother out. We will pay for your lunch. Now, behind the scenes, I, as a radio host, have a rule not to beg for phone calls, and we're breaking that rule right now because it's amateur hour, and you sound like an asshole when you come. Okay, let's go to the phone lines.
And then the phone lines are empty.
It's like, dude, come on, man. Like, we're better than that. So where are you folks? 571-354-7338. I see you guys popping off. Do you guys like in the social media lounge the fact that we have the chat on the screen? Is that an addition that we enjoy? I think that's pretty neat.
I think it's neat. Oh, I've got a call coming in.
So fantastic. All right, Belly, this is big for you. Hold on. Are you ready for this? Belly's got to do his whole, he's got a whole thing he's got to do. Gwen, just cross your fingers. They should be able to hear you. We'll see what happens. This is the participation of the One Wheel community. Thanks again to the Lone Rollers for their representation on today's show. Let's pick up whoever the hell this is. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Hello, caller.
Do we have a phone caller? Hello, where are you? Who are you? Where are you from?
My name is Ryan Berry. I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hell yeah. What's up, Ryan? Say what up to Gwen. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I hear you, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, doing good.
Adam is dancing in his chair right now because you listeners can now talk to our guests on the phone, and they can talk back to you. So,
oh yeah,
Ryan, do you have any questions for?
I'm celebrating, Gwen. Belly, take it away. I'm just celebrating.
Yeah, I was curious. I just purchased a Carve Power kit, and I was curious about, to do charge and ride, do you need to actually pair two batteries together in parallel?
That's a good question. It depends on which batteries you have. So the short answer is probably not, but depending on the voltage you have in your battery, if you have a really low voltage, like a LiPo, which Vince, one of the Lone Rollers, sent me a quick cheat sheet, so I'll tell you exactly what that is.
Thank you, Vince.
So the LiPo has, that's a 6S LiPo, has a 22.2 nominal voltage. So that, we've discovered, is sort of hard to get the right enough amps flowing to really totally replace the amount of power that you're using. In other words, you can still charge it, but you may not be charging it at the same rate that you're using it if you're riding hard. And so in those, with the LiPos, we do actually put them in series. So now, just a reminder for basic electric mechanics, in series, that means you add the voltages. So two 22.2 voltage batteries in series will give you something a lot closer to 45 volts. Now, if you're using the hoverboard batteries, those are the lithium ions, those are at 36 volts, and we don't need to put those together in order to get enough charge to be charging and riding. But what we do often do, just so we can extend our range, is we put multiple hoverboard batteries in parallel together. So that's what I do. I'll have three, sometimes I'll only take two if I don't want to go 30 miles. So it sort of depends on which battery you're using, but you don't need to usually, but sometimes we do for different use cases.
Ryan, thank you, man. Did that blow your mind? Are you ready? Are you okay over there?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. It's good enough. Yeah, I went with the hoverboard batteries, so just curious about pairing them together.
Well, listen, man, get on me at on Facebook to get your $10 because I do owe you. But go ahead and finish up there, Gwen. What did you have for him?
Yeah, I was going to say you're right on track, man. That's actually one of the setups I have started with a Carve Power. So you'll just have to go into your XLR. Just, you can pull those apart pretty easily, snip that second pin, or sorry, the third pin, and make sure it's isolated so you don't get any arcing. Because remember, if you do by any chance arc, means they happen to connect momentarily, the third and second pin. If you're riding and that happens, the board doesn't care. It will shut down. It'll say, okay, we're going to charge now. So make sure you isolate that third pin if you're using the Carve Power one. But yeah, you're on track.
Gotcha, because that's what you were saying was required so that it can actually turn on while charging. Gotcha.
Correct. Yep.
Cool, man. Appreciate it.
There it is. Ryan, thanks for the phone call, my friend. We've got a whole lot of peeping. That's fantastic. And that's what I'm saying. We can all learn something today. We're all going to class. Professor is here, and his name is Gwen Brown. And so thank you to the Lone Rollers. Let's have a little bit of fun. Are they calling? Get them on. Let's go. Let's get a whole train of phone calls in here. That's fantastic. I'll just hear from everybody today. Gwen, are you ready? Because I think we pretty much just broke the seal, and now everybody's got to take a piss, and they want to talk to you.
All right. Let them rip.
What's your drink of choice just to have a little bit of fun before we get them on air? If you had to take one drink for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I've already made that choice. I think it's Bullet Bourbon.
There you go.
Bullet Bourbon. Belly, answer?
Good bourbon.
One drink for the rest of your life. What do you have to choose?
Oh, man. I can't.
One drink.
Beer?
I guess that's fair. Ah, beer. Pick a beer. Quick.
Pick a. Nope. Can't do it. I'll drink bourbon.
Tequila. Who is this? Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
I'm a Bell's. Bell's beer. Bell's
Hi,
beer.
This is Robert Siders. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
What's up, Robert from Portland? What do you have for us today, my friend?
Well, I just saw Carbon Ride in the wild like 3 weeks ago or more, and I posted a video up on our glorious website on Facebook, all our One Wheel Owners group, and was just amazed at the prospect of being able to charge and ride. So I went ahead and built my own system, and I'm going to test it out today and see if I can get about 35 or more miles out of it.
Now, do you guys know each other? Is this rival systems here that's happening right here as a cage match?
I've seen Robert on Facebook.
I don't know the other guy, I don't know him at all. I don't know anyone else that does it. All I know is I saw it as a good opportunity to extend my range, and I want to get out with these guys on their XRs without having an XR. Right. And I have an 814-hour, 54.4-volt battery that I'm going to use for my charging system, and it's going to work real awesome.
Yeah, that will work. So Robert actually played a part in why we're talking about this today. Robert, I'm not sure you know that, but so we've been doing this for 6 months at least, and we kept it under wraps because A, it was experimental, and we didn't want to just start putting information out there and see people starting to hurt themselves. We also didn't know if the long-term effects on the board were going to be important. So we really kept it to a small group of people who were really sort of familiar with this type of stuff and willing to take those risks. And then we saw Robert post a couple of weeks ago, and we were like, well, shit, now it's out. And so our first instinct was, let's get out there, let's tell everybody what we know so people don't have to do the trial and error and potentially hurt themselves or put their equipment at risk unnecessarily. So that's why we're here, saying, look, here's everything we know, here's how to do it safely so far, and we can help you with your setups as you're putting them together.
And I could really appreciate you guys coming out and giving full disclosure on it, especially the safety issues, because we are defeating something on the board that keeps it from running while it's charging. That is a safety feature, as well as regen is something I'd like you guys to talk about so people understand when you start reaching the top end of that charge, what it potentially means for a lot of individuals.
Robert, thank you for the phone call, man. We have to get to a break, and I think we'll do that. I think we can do that.
Awesome.
So we'll do the regen.
Yeah, we'll cover that.
And thanks for – I think it's just worth saying, Robert, thanks for the call. I think it's worth saying that we are messing with the board here. So just remember, you're doing this at your own risk, but I think it's going to be pretty freaking awesome. Today is fun. Holy hell, man. You guys can do this all day. Let's do this. I haven't even taken a break yet. We're halfway through the show. So we're going to do something a little bit more fun today. We would like to... Robert... I'm sorry, Robert. Thank you. Yes, Robert, thank you for the phone call. And also Ryan. Gwen, are you okay? Can you do another segment with us?
Yeah. I'm here. I got nowhere to be.
God bless this man and his mind and all of the Lone Rollers out there who have figured all this stuff out. All you scientists out there, too. I know you guys are out there. I hope Future Motion is listening. And I hope they're not upset with us because... we've just figured out something pretty awesome. So just be careful, everybody who's listening. We'll be back after this. We're going to show a little video of people riding instead of just a bunch of ads. So have fun, and we'll do this all next. right, folks. It is your boy Looch Dog hanging out with you on another Tuesday morning. God bless America. Belly is on freaking point today. Everybody, I feel like, brought their A game. Gwen Brown, of course, joining us from the Lone Rollers. That was the Lone Rollers riding around at nighttime on the video you just saw. And I think I'd like to talk to you guys about that. What is it with you night riders out there? Do you guys, is that something that you like to do? Because quite frankly, I'm not a huge fan.
Well, we do it because we go fast, and we like to ride on the Embarcadero, which is like a big boardwalk around the bay. And during the day, it's filled with tourists.
So we
do it at night so we can just rip and not have to worry about running into like kids or things like that.
It's like the wide open slopes of Colorado compared to the jammed packed ice coast slopes of Pennsylvania.
Right.
You all know what I'm talking about. We've got to get a lot to do today. I mean, we've got a whole lot to get to. We're going to get into regen. I would like to talk about the XR batteries if they're allowed on planes. And, of course, what happened to the battery cells? But, right. Gwen, you seem like you have a good sense of humor.
I have to.
I need a little bit of funny in the show. Belle, you know what's about to happen.
Awkward transition.
Gwen, if you were dating somebody and that person sent you nude photos of themselves and then you broke up, like, you know, a year later, and it was amicable. You're not mad at each other. You just broke up. Are you deleting those photos, or are you expected to be able to keep them in a photo in a folder somewhere locked away that you would never show anyone? What's the step?
Well, you got me a little bit between a rock and a hard space here, bud.
That's the point.
I am dating someone, so now you're trying to ask me. She's gonna for sure watch this. So if I say no, then she's gonna want to see my phone. So yes, absolutely. I delete every one of them immediately.
Done.
Good answer.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Very nicely done. Okay, so let's get to the regen. What is it? For those who are new riders, and thank you again for dealing with our antics. If you guys like any of the stuff that we do on here, you'll love our show, Looch Dog in the Morning, that we do 10 a.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays. What is regen for the new riders? Just tell us about it.
Sure. So regen is regeneration, right? So it's the mechanism that the one wheel uses to brake. So you'll notice when you're braking, you don't smell any rubber or anything like that. It's really the motor inside the hub sort of reversing itself and then taking charge in as it slows the board down. So it's turning that kinetic energy into electrical energy, which then recharges or regenerates into your board. So what we're doing with the Charge and Ride CNR is we're taking advantage of the ability of the board to actually take in charge while it's moving. And so when you're charging and riding, if you look at your app, it's going to look like you're regenning. Okay. So you're going to see a little bar that pulses. And that is an indicator that you are regenerating. Now, what Robert brought up is a very good point, is regardless if you're regenerating because you're braking or regenerating because you're going down a hill or regenerating because you are charging and riding, it's all going to the same battery. And that battery has a cap of how much power it can take in at one time. I think it's 10 amps for the plus. And so that means if you're charging and riding with 5 amps, and then you're going down a big hill or you're braking really hard, it's possible you may be asking the board to brake with 5 amps too, and then you're at your cap. And now if you go over your cap, you'll get the problem where your tail basically just cuts out. The tail will hit the ground.
Right.
And so you might have seen in my cable, I actually have an inline switch, which is a little toggle switch, where if I know I'm going down a big hill, I'll hit that switch so I stop charging and riding. And I allow the entire capacity of that regen to be used for braking. So that's a good point that Robert brought up and something you have to be aware of.
So is this something that I can buy? Is this something that just is hidden behind the scenes? Like, why didn't I know about this? I'm pretty damn active in these communities. Like, where has this been?
Well, that's because the Lone Rollers are serious riders. We did not want to bring this out until we really knew about it and you know, we also had some other sort of commercial considerations around FM and what they would be happy with. So, yeah, we kept it under wraps. But you can buy the Carve Power Kit. That's a great way to start. You can also buy the individual components. It's pretty easy. And then there is going to be some self-assembly. And no, nobody's selling this yet. Frankly, I wouldn't want to sell it. I would not want those phone calls.
Oh, no.
Broke, or I shocked myself on the nuts last night.
I'm worried about this. I'm not going to lie to you. There is a big, like, the corporate side of me that used to work for corporate companies and radio stations is freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have Future Motion's brain voices in my brain right now that are like, oh, God, stop this conversation. Stop it now. Stop it now. Everybody, people are going to listen to this. They're going to listen in the wrong way. They're going to do something wrong and blow up their face. They're going to do something wrong and
blow their nuts off.
They're going to blow their sack off. Or they're going to do something wrong. They're not going to realize that they're going to their capacity while they're going downhill and also recharging. And they're going to maybe, look, if somebody dies because of this thing, we're all fucked. Does everybody understand that? Like, we need to understand that. If somebody dies from this thing, that is not going to be good for business. Not only for that person, but for, of course, all of us who are now. I mean, this company will not. That wouldn't be good for anyone.
Well, we've you know, grappled with that. And I think what it comes down to is one wheeling is a dangerous sport. Anybody who doesn't know that has not been more than 2 miles on their one wheel.
Couldn't agree
it's
more.
It's a dangerous sport,
couldn't
right?
Couldn't agree more.
So you're taking on some risk just getting on this. Now, the additional risk that you're taking with Charge and Ride, I mean, there might be a little bit. I think it's mostly to equipment. It's less to the actual people riding. But yeah, you do have to be smart and don't just go into it blindly. Ask people on the Facebook one wheel owners group. People are there will know how to help you. So
is it safe to say, Gwen? Is it safe to say if you do it, you're on your own? Do not blame Future Motion for anything else. Do not, they will, and they should laugh at you because you're taking something that they made and you're modifying it. Okay, fine. But don't come at me, bro, when you're now having battery controller issues or whatever it is. You know, you're on your own now. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we tell everybody. The other thing I wanted to dispel is this is not a replacement for the XR. You know, one of the reasons we didn't come out with this earlier is because we knew the XR was coming and we didn't want people to think, oh, well, now I don't need an XR. You know, we love this company. Future Motion has an amazing product. We're all addicted to it. Everybody's got multiple boards. I think the average lone roller probably has 2.5 boards or something like that. So we did not want to get in the way of Future Motion from innovating and then doing well with their new products. And so the XR is a different animal with the, here's the thing is you can use Charge and Ride with the XR. And one of the benefits that we don't talk a lot about with charging and riding is, yes, you get that range and the range is great, but the absolute hardest riders in the group don't even care about the range. They care about the added power.
It's
you get
unreal.
More power.
It's unreal.
So when you are using Charge and Ride on a plus, if you're not using Charge and Ride, after the first 20% of your battery, so you're at 80%, your voltage is decreased. And that means your torque is decreased. That means your speed's decreased. That means the whole performance of the board is going to slowly attenuate. It's going to get, it doesn't feel like it's brand new off the charger.
Say that again. That's after 20% of riding?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So when you get down to like 80% battery, the board is going to start to, it doesn't handicap itself. It's just that the voltage of the battery does not allow it to do what it did in the first mile after you got off the charger.
Huh.
And it's the same case with the XR. But by using Charge and Ride, you can maintain that sort of primo sort of power band range in your battery.
It doesn't sound safe. So, it sounds amazing and not safe to me. Am I wrong?
No.
Call me right now and tell me why I'm an asshole. That's fair. I'm freaking out at this conversation.
I think they've figured it out to the point where they've definitely opened the door for it. The matter of keeping that torque and the battery cells up is what their goal was, and that's what they've achieved, and I think it's
correct.
I don't think that when I said it's unreal, I didn't realize what you're saying, that the Charge and Ride adds the torque. I was just talking about the extra torque and power that I feel from the XR alone.
It doesn't
accurate too. Both of are true, and so when you add them both together, Charge and Ride on the XR, it's amazing.
Well, let me tell you something, Gwen. I wanted to point out to you guys, just to get off of batteries for about 10 seconds. I think we've got a phone call coming in. Yeah, so that'll be good. We'll lock him in. Okay, what I was going to say is I took my XR, folks. I took it out just for a quick ride, and I wanted to make sure. Pally's got a lot to do today. Do I have him? Okay, cool. All right, that was really sloppy radio. So, caller, hang on 1 second. I got you. But what I was going to say is I had the XR, and I took it to a hill that I usually have to carry my plus up, and it charged up this thing like it was no issue. I was like, baby.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
really
it's a great
exciting.
Machine.
The XR is definitely worthwhile. Talk to me. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
This is Max Thompson from your neighborhood.
Yeah, right down the road in Floatville. What's up, dude?
Oh, man, such a great show. I'm really excited about this.
Thanks, Max. What's I can't imagine you could go 30 miles. I know you and I like to ride like 6 or 7 max when we ride. How long do you think you could go?
You know, my biggest day has been 18 miles, but that's when I've had a chance to get off and charge and walk around and stretch my ankles.
That's fair. All right.
I can't imagine doing 30.
No, not all of us can be Gwen. But tell us, am I crazy that this seems unsafe?
You know, I've messed around with electronics, and it's dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, but it's completely safe if you do. And I've been learning a lot from these guys over the last couple of days. And I can't even believe how you came from nowhere, and all of a sudden all these people I know are saying, oh, yeah, Angel Cooper. She's like, yeah, I've got a cable going down my pants. I'd plug it right in, no problem.
Yeah, Angel, yeah, she's a part of the Lone Rollers. She rode 30 miles the other day on a single battery.
Get the hell out of here.
Unbelievable.
So let's be honest.
The 30-mile club needs
a lot
to be
less
a thing.
Than all of us, right? So,
well, whatever she weighs, I think we need to make a 30-mile club. That's right. Belly, that's a good point.
Yeah, you have to ride 30 miles in a single charge.
Angel
you
is
get the club.
Angel can be the founder of the group. Yeah.
You gotta call it, you have to clean it, too. That means one of your feet can touch the ground for 30 miles.
Can I
That's
go
harder to do than you might think.
Dude.
I can't imagine doing like 10.
Max, we'll get a.
I almost did it.
Max, we'll get a ride in soon, sir. Is that all right with you? I can't wait to get out there at Falls Church.
Yes, winter ever stops. Let's do it.
Oh, sounds like a plan, my friend. There he goes. Max Thompson, thank you for the phone call, man. You are the best. Belly is really funny because I'm really I finally have my second board and I'm starting to get Belly to ride. Like, if it would just be like, hey, let's go over to.
I think you have the line still on hold for some reason. Just says line on hold.
Bang. Now hit end. We're working out the phone system here.
Yeah, one of these days.
Is it good? It out.
No, but that's fine.
Hit end.
You hit end.
You hit end.
It's end.
And
we're
bang.
Good.
All right. Well, that's interesting and terrible radio. Sorry, everybody. But I think this is worth it because if we can get this phone call system worked out, which we clearly have, holy crap, this is adding a whole new element to the show. We've got the chat on the screen. We've got you guys calling and talking to the Skypers. So this is really good technology wise. Can I just plug JK Audio real quick because they helped me out? Look, we're talking about customer service all the time here on this show for reasons that I won't allude to. You can obviously know what I'm talking about. Talk about a company who got it right. This piece of equipment was $500. It's not a cheap fix, but it was, I mean, hey, it's worth it for, I think, us to all be able to communicate and make this the best that we can. And this guy, Gwen, this guy literally, like, the tech guy called after I emailed him, 30 seconds after I emailed him, called me and, like, he was pulling up pictures of the mixer that I have on his Google so that he could look at it. And we sat down for, like, 30 minutes figuring out. He's like, dude, you have quite a specific, intricate situation you got going on there. And I was just like, damn, that's customer service done right. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I expect Future Motion to say, oh, cool, let me call you 30 seconds later. Let's go over the diagnostics of your board.
I'm sure some people would appreciate it.
That'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
But wouldn't it be nice if we could at least have our battery cells on the app? Gwen, right. Get him! Go! Get him, Gwen!
Yeah, so Future Motion, if you're listening, please, please fix that. There's no reason for us not to have more information about this board. It's really been a challenge for us when we're doing charge. Not that they're here to support Charge and Ride, but they don't even have amps anymore. So the point that Robert made about regen and if you're overcharging or over-regenning, we can't even know. So thankfully we had 6 months of experience, so we know sort of where to do it, what amps to be sending through it. So we can sort of do it without that information. But somebody make an app that has all the battery stuff in it again, because that's super helpful, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have that.
Well, is there, though? Like, I hate that I'm, like, playing
I'll tell you
the
why
mother
they have,
of the
I'll tell
group.
You, I'll tell you exactly what they did. The XR has 15 cells. Okay, the Plus has 16 cells, and they didn't redesign the app. Now, let's be honest, they're not an app company, so
sure.
It's understandable that they haven't spent a lot of time and money on their app, but they didn't redesign their app, and so the XR, when it's plugged in or when it's being used, it looks like there's an empty cell. And anybody who knows anything about batteries is like, oh my God, I got a defective battery. My battery is bullshit, you know? So they were, I'm sure, just getting 10, 20 calls a day saying, my battery sucks, send me a new one. And so rather than fix the app or explain it to these people, they said, fuck it, no more app.
Yeah.
No more cells.
I can see that. Yeah. Social Media Lounge.
I don't know why they didn't do that. I don't know why they took the amps away, though.
Exactly. That's and the Social cruel. Media Lounge completely agrees. They're going, bring it back. I need that. Definitely bring the cells back. every level of it, everyone's kind of like, hey, those cells are important to our information about our board.
Round of applause for the social media lounge today. I feel like they're firing away. I feel like they're always firing away. I know. And if anybody wants to sponsor the social media lounge, super cheap to do so. And you can definitely see that they bring it strong every time. I've got to make sure that I mention the Magic Robots call-in line, which is what we're pumping today. And if you don't know what Magic Robots, what is Magic Robots, folks? It's an appreciation of the result of human genius, because floating on a one wheel is intuitive and natural, but comes to you thanks to some crazy high-tech wizardry. Magic Robots is absolutely a reflection of that mindset. So the gear is made with the highest of quality, and of course it's super comfy too. It'll keep you warm while you shred the earth. It'll keep you super fly while you float the concrete seas. So just head over to magicrobots.com and check out what they've got for you. Let's go. 571-354-7338. Pump that Magic Robots call in line. Put Belly to the test. Work our systems here. And get Gwen talking to you. What is it, Belly? What do you got?
So I got one question from someone who didn't update their app. Okay. Is the regen indication gone too?
Gwen?
No, the regen is still there, but you can't see the amps. So what you'll see is the indicator. There's a little icon on the front screen of the app that I'm talking about, the iOS one. I haven't used the Android one recently, actually, but you'll see. I think it just says regen, and there's a bar, and it'll start pulsing, and that still exists in the update. But what you don't see is how many amps are you regenning. So regenning will tell you negative amps. But that's in the settings page, so you wouldn't see that in the front page.
Can I tell you something that I appreciate from you guys is that I didn't see any of you. You did it backwards, and I'm the bad guy I'm about to explain, so I'm the worst at this. We had something. I had an idea to do this, and then I started blasting off. Hey, we're doing the voice of One Wheel. Everybody start listening. And then we kind of figured it out as we went.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think the first show compared to this show, no offense, Bodie was awesome as the first guest, but look at the difference. I mean, we got a scroll, we've got the chat on the screen, I've got live callers talking to the Skype. I mean, the show evolves. You guys, I feel like...
We have 30 watchers right now.
Of course, look at that. Social media coming strong. It's the highest we've ever had. However, the numbers are growing each day. I can look at the analytics. I can see we're in like 10 different countries at this point. We've got super big stuff from Berlin. I don't know what that's about, but Berlin, what's up? You guys, I feel like, took it the opposite route. You were like, hey, we've got this amazing idea. Let's not tell anybody about it.
Well, I think he explained that earlier in the show.
Yeah.
It's all about testing out the long-term effects of what it does to your board.
None of us do that. We're all just like, this is an amazing thing. Check this out. I got this mod. Try it. And you guys are like, wait a minute. Let's get this right. Let's keep this to ourselves first. And I got to say, I got mad respect for you guys, man, because it seems like you got something pretty sweet.
Oh, thanks, man. So let's be honest, there's 100 of us, so it's not like we were keeping it a secret. But what we did is we intentionally showed people that we trusted, that we knew, that we could help, like, face-to-face, and that we could really guide along. So that was our approach, rather than just putting it on Facebook and letting people misunderstand things and get themselves into trouble. So we definitely did share it with a lot of people. And then ultimately I shared it with a friend in New York. And so there's a whole New York crew that's been using it for the last 2 months, 3 months, and they've already started to contribute to the design and helped us solve some of the problems. So it is the case that we've shared it, but we've shared it selectively. And now I think it's pretty, well, it's out of the bag, right? So Robert did the whole world a favor by telling everybody about it. And so we wanted to just help everybody learn.
Once you tag me, it's in the public. I'm telling you right now, I'm bringing it to the show. You tag me about it, it's good. I will bring it to the public. I appreciate you guys doing this for us, because we had a lot of people asking about the battery cells. So really, thank you for coming on for this. What do you got?
Got another question from the Social Media Lounge.
Fire away.
Did the pushback get worse on the Plus and the XR after the app update?
So I've heard that. I haven't noticed. I think you have to upgrade the firmware on the XR before. You know, the app itself is not controlling the board, right? It's the firmware that's controlling the board. The firmware is delivered to the board via the app. So I think the firmware update does increase the pushback. I've heard that. I haven't experienced that myself yet.
I've ridden around on the XR a bunch. And I mean, I know, like, even McCosker, a very, skilled rider, one of the top riders, said that's the only thing he is a little bit, not too jazzed about with the XR, is that it's got a little bit more serious pushback and his front leg is always tired. And so if an experienced rider like that can feel it, yes, it's there. I'm not here to disagree. I'm just saying, or to argue. I'm just saying I actually didn't feel a ton. I didn't feel a massive change. Maybe I just haven't ridden it enough because I'm waiting for my float plates to arrive for the XR, which you absolutely should get. If you don't have them yet, just head over to thefloat.life and get yourself some XR float plates because you need to protect your board. But yeah, man, I mean, I didn't feel too bad. Like that pushback was killing me. So that's good. I see people. I'm telling you, man, this XR is fucking badass. Like, I just ate up this hill. This hill that I usually have to walk up, guys. I was just like, oh, I wonder if this is any different. And I didn't even, like, try to charge it. I was just like, let's just see what happens. And it just, like, no surging, nothing. Just, like, zoom, I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling is incredible. So, Gwen, tell me.
Try doing it for 30 miles.
I still call bullshit. Angel Cooper, call me right now if you're listening. I want to hear what it feels like to ride 30 miles. Angel Cooper, if you're listening, 571-354-7338, I would like to dispute with you on air that you rode 30 miles as a joke, because that's amazing. That's amazing. I only weigh 160 pounds. I don't think I could do it for not even close.
Yeah, I was chatting with the New York crew, they call themselves the NYC One Wheel Collective, and we talked about having, now that you know they know how to do charge and ride as well, we talked about this summer doing a one wheel across America. But then I started thinking about, do I really want to ride 200 miles to Death Valley? I'm not sure. Yeah. Not sure I'm up
probably
for that.
Probably not. So before we get into any of the silly to end the show, is there anything that we haven't mentioned about the charge and ride system that people who are brand new to it like me would want to know? Like we talked about how to get them. Or how to put it together. Can you just give us an overview again of what we talked about today? Because I feel like we covered a lot.
Sure. Start off, you have to have the XLR. That's the key piece, the modified XLR that is connected to your cable. Make sure you're looking for redundancies so you have a breakaway point so you don't rip everything out if you fall. And then be careful with your batteries. So make sure you have your batteries sort of protected in your bag. Make sure you've got like some fireproof case or something like that. And then make sure you know what you're doing when you make the settings on the MPPT. Look online. Don't just guess.
We got something from the social media lounge. Belly, go ahead. What do you got?
So Chris Richardson's asking, is the Lone Rollers a group on Facebook? Some are asking if it's more of a group. Is it a group or a movement?
Sounds like both.
It's a movement. We don't have a Facebook page specifically for Lone Rollers. We've done most of our communication on Telegram. But it's something we could think about. We've got an Instagram. You can find us on Instagram, Lone Rollers.
Chris Richardson, I need one more phone call today, and you're the guy to do it. I know you're the guy to do it. 571-354-7338. I need to put Belly to the test. If you can call me right now, Chris, I need you. 571-354-7338.
It's a cool logo, right?
Yeah,
that is sick. Look at that, Lone Rollers. Who's the leader of this movement, Gwen?
There is no leader.
There is no leader. Look at that.
No.
I feel like there's a whole lot of Dot Pro invites about to come out. Chris Richardson, I need you. Where are you? I want to put Belly to the test one more time. If we can, thank you guys all for listening today.
While we're waiting, like a 30-mile ride, you one-wheelers, you guys never have to have a leg day at the gym, right?
No, because Belly literally, so that's what I was saying before we got sloppy. Belly rides now. I can get him to, like, go to the local, you know, if we're just going to go get a beer or whatever, going to go get, you know, groceries, I'll be like, let's take the wheels. And he'll ride with me. And I'm not saying this to make fun of Belly Balls over here. I'm saying this because it's funny for me to watch. His quads are shot. About a mile. And
yeah, the charger ride is like doing, when you ride 30 miles, it's like doing a 2-hour wall sit. It's
it's too much. Chris Richardson, how much do you think you could ride in one sitting?
I was just thinking about that. I'm kind of excited to get my XR. It should be arriving by FedEx today, and I want to be the first person to rock 30 miles on an XR without charge and ride.
Oh, you're going to need some help there, brother. You lose some weight. You need to be about 20 pounds to do that.
I'm 142. I'm pretty svelte. I think I might be able to pull it. But, I don't know if you know, but I pulled 10.8 miles on a Factory Plus one charge.
Wow.
He's
what tire are you using?
That's why I'm thinking. Future Motion said they got 24 miles on an XR, but they had some downhill. So I'm hoping that if you can get 18 to 20 on an XR normally, if I really, really push it, I'm hoping I can get to 30.
What kind of tire are you rocking there, Chris?
That would be Vega with cranked up tire pressure.
Okay. How cranked up?
I think when I did 10.8 on the plus, I brought it up to, I think it was 30.
Wow.
Oh,
that must have been bumpy as hell,
dude.
I don't
mind a hard ride. I like it.
Targeting one of the Hoosier tires, some of the rounded profile tires at high pressure. A lot of us are riding those. And in fact, you know, as a 180-pound guy, I can squeeze 8 miles out of a plus, which is quite a bit, using 50-something PSI on a Hoosier 5.5-inch.
People are amazed at this 10.8 on the plus.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
Yeah,
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah. I put it all over Facebook. But, I mean, that's going, maybe, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't give away all my secrets before I get it, but, fuck it. Oops, bleep.
No, you're fine.
You're good.
Part of it is you get a sense for the board after riding it for a while. Kind of like you know when you're about to nosedive. You know how you feel like...
Yep.
You kind of get a feeling for where that edge is, and that's why I keep telling everybody 15 miles per hour, because that's when you know that once you've ridden the board for a long time, you know that the board's got some room to make up for your mistakes or little variations in the road. You're probably not going to nosedive if you never go over 15 miles per hour. You get a sense for that. Well, there's also a sense for when you're making the board kind of coast gently and when you're making it put a lot of juice out. So it's around 8 miles an hour. And if you cruise around there on flat ground, and that's where you get your most range. So it's not fun. You're doing it because it's a challenge. You're going slow. It's tedious. But if you really want to just challenge yourself for max range on one charge, that's how you do it. Which is kind of the antithesis of this whole charge and ride thing. You want to be able to just go fast and hard as long as you want and not have to worry about it.
And I assume you're riding in Mission, Chris?
Yeah, or Sequoia.
Yeah, Mission. Yeah, I think they need to. The Future Motion got it wrong on this last update. Instead of deleting your battery cells, they needed to delete Sequoia and Cruise. Just delete that shit. There's no point having that on the board. I think it causes more nosedives and injuries and problems than it's worth. Just Mission.
Mission. Chris Richardson, thank you, sir, for the phone call. I knew you would be there. The technician himself. Getting real with us right here on the Voice of One Wheel. Gwen, you did an amazing round of applause from the Social Media Lounge and all of us right here at TTR Studios. Gwen, you did a fantastic job, brother. We leave the people with? You have anything that you'd like to say as we leave the people one more time?
I just want to say again, thanks. Again, I'm the dumbest guy in the whole group, so it's ironic I'm here trying to explain it to y'all. But the Lone Rollers team as a whole has really done all of this, and they're going to continue doing more stuff. So we're looking forward to sharing as we make it.
Gwen Brown, go ahead and follow him everywhere he goes on Facebook and all the social media. He is the man, and obviously, we appreciate all of you Lone Rollers out there. Thank you guys for the input. Gwen, thanks for your time. Thank you guys for your phone calls on the Magic Robots call-in line, because 4 out of 5 sociology majors claim Magic Robots gear makes you potentially 3% more attractive. Give them a try, magicrobots.com. Thank you guys for everybody here at TTR Studios. I know I've had a blast today. Belly Matt LaBelle killing it as always. We're doing our show, Looch Dog in the Morning, to put a smile on your face every Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow, so hang out with us right here on the channel, TTR Studios. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We'll see you next week. It's the Voice of One Wheel. Have a great day.